Hello, Richie.
Can I have a donut, too?
Donut?
Come on, Uncle Carl. The day you eat oat bran, the day they make me Pope.
Sure. Help yourself. If you want glaze, they're in the granola box.
Uncle Carl, will you sponsor me in a bike-a-thon? It's for a good cause.
Well, sure. Oh. How's, $5?
How about 500?
$10.
$200.
$15, I won't tell your mother who put the frog in her underwear drawer.
Make it 20, and I won't tell Aunt Harriet where you hide the donuts.
Deal. I always enjoy giving to charity.
Well, it's not exactly charity.
Oh? Well, then what's the good cause?
It's 'cause I need a new bike.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Somebody else you can't annoy.
Sorry, it's your turn. Hey, want to join me a little loop de jour?
Can't, dude.
Well, why not?
It would hurt my reputation. As a starting forward on the school team, it's my duty to play round ball, not nerd ball.
But I've been practicing, and my progress is impressive, even if I do say so myself. And since no one will play with me, I have to say so myself.
I'll just take your word for it.
Oh, but you won't have to. You'll see me in action when I try out for the school team.
What? Steve, that's a big mistake. You'll never make the team.
But, Eddie, I'm good. Hey, big guy.
Don't start with me, Steve. I am not in the mood for you.
Ah, cranky. Perhaps you need to visit old Mr. Laxative.
What I need is a new boss. Lieutenant Murtaugh is driving me nuts. He talked me into carpooling. He said it would save us money.
Well, it would.
But he always comes up with some lame excuse, and I have to drive. So far, the only money we've been saving is Murtaugh's.
Well, what's his excuse today?
He can't shift because he got his sleeve caught in his electric tie rack and he almost slapped himself to death.
Hey, don't stop. Freak accidents do happen.
Don't I know it?
I've got an Uncle Dirk Urkel who was blessed with a 2-foot-long nose hair. Wow. He got it trapped in the rear door of a Buick and was dragged 8.5 blocks.
Gotcha, baby.
Bye, sweetie.
Am I old enough to see that?
I don't think I'm old enough to see that.
Ma, I need you to sign this permission slip. I want to be a cheerleader.
Now, Ma, I know what you're thinking. I mean, all the other cheerleaders are juniors and seniors, and I'm just a freshman, but...
Oh, Nora, please, honey, you're a shoo-in. I mean, after all, you are my niece, and that means cheerleading is in your blood.
Tell me more.
Don't worry, she will.
I was so gifted that when I graduated, they retired my pom-poms.
They had to. They were starting to sag.
Excuse me?
Nora, if you don't make the cheerleading squad, you're gonna end up crying yourself to sleep night after endless night.
But, Ma, you don't have to worry about me.
I don't? How come?
Because I tried out this afternoon, and I made it.
Yes, I'm ready, baby!
One, two, three, four. All right. One, two, four. One, two, four. One, two, three, four.
Listen up, gentlemen, listen up.
Yo!
Now I ask you, what is a muskrat?
A large aquatic rodent.
Well, yeah. But what is a Vanderbilt muskrat?
A physically overdeveloped, mentally deficient high school student.
What's your name?
Urkel Sir Stephen Q.
What kind of name is Urkel Sir Stephen Q? Dutch?
Yeah.
Well, relax. Don't try so hard.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see what you kids can do. What do you want?
Well, I've never tried out for athletics before. And the equipment list said that every guy should wear a cup.
That's right.
Well, I didn't have one. So is it all right with you? I'm wearing a Bart Simpson tonight.
Check the bulletin board and find out if you're a muskrat.
All right.
Coach. Coach.
Ah, the Dutchman. What's the matter? Did you break your mug?
No, it's just that no one would pass me the ball. And I mean, I'm really, really good.
Look, kid. You're not a basketball player.
Well, why not?
In short, you're short. But you do have spunk, and that's one of the two main ingredients for a good equipment manager.
Oh, and what's the other main ingredient?
A high humiliation tolerance. Listen up, men. Say hello to our new equipment manager.
Okay.
I wrote that cheer in 1947, and it still makes me want to shake my bushy.
Oh, Miss Gherkin, you crack me up.
And Cassie Lynn, you're doing a wonderful job with the girls.
Thank you, Miss Gherkin. I do try to keep the girls on their toes.
Well, it shows, Cassie Lynn.
Miss Gherkin, I made up some new cheers. Can I show them to you? Laura, you can show them to me. Miss Gherkin is far too busy to listen to your little cheers.
Oh, yes, dear. Show them to Cassie.
Hey. Listen, freshman. Don't you ever do that again. What? I'm the captain of this squad. I decide what cheers we do.
I know, but don't you think our cheers are a little old-fashioned?
Oh, and you think you're so hip, you little geek?
I was just thinking we could try something new. And by the way, if you ever call me geek again, you'll be digesting those pom-poms.
What a thug. Come on, girls.
Hey, if anybody wants to go to Rachel's place, it's my tree.
Girls. She's a freshman.
Sorry, Laura.
Hello, Steve? Yes, I actually called you. Steve, stop cheering. I got a problem, and believe it or not, the only person who might understand is you. I'm almost tempted to ask you to come over so I could talk to you about it.
Hi, Baby Gates.
What's with the apron?
Oh, I was washing the basketball team's uniforms.
You have to do the team's laundry?
Affirmative. They have to be static-free and squeaky clean for the big game tomorrow against Willow Glen.
Oh. Steve, sit down. There's something I want to talk to you about.
You mean you really do want to talk to me? I'm all ears, little lady.
Okay, here goes. Well, wouldn't you say I've been popular, I guess? Part of the in crowd?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm not popular with the cheerleaders. They treat me like dirt just because I'm a freshman. I mean, they're mean to me. They make fun of me. They
treat you the way people treat me?
Yeah. How do you stand it, Steve?
Well, I just don't let it bother me.
You mean like laughing on the outside while you're crying on the inside?
No way. Why, if you cry on the inside, sooner or later your inside's mildew.
Then how do you hide the hurt?
You don't. Well, I've learned that if you fill your heart with hope, there won't be any room for hurt. Look, I tried out for the basketball team and I ended up being equipment manager. But do you see me sulking and moaning?
No.
Of course not. I do that in private. I've decided to be the best darn equipment manager that's ever managed equipment. And maybe next year I'll make the team.
Yeah. I'll try to be the best cheerleader possible, and maybe next year they'll let me show them my new cheers.
And away, Laura.
You know, I actually feel better. Now, Steve, I'm going to tell you something. But I don't want you to over-exaggerate its importance or read more into it than really is there.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Thanks for the talk.
You love me, don't you?
We're cheerleaders, remember?
Oh, shut up! I only cheer at sporting events. This is a bloodbath.
Hey,
are you doing here?
Rooting for my old alma mater, Willow Glen. What you get your letter for? Home ec?
Football, sir, all conference.
I figured your school must be good at cooking. They're certainly not good at basketball.
The game's not over yet, sir.
For Sanders.
Mom, are we running out of players?
We sure are, honey.
Yeah, every time the crowd goes all, we lose another guy.
Yep. If the crowd goes all one more time, we're gonna have to forfeit the game.
Sit him down.
Well, men, we made a valiant effort. But it looks like Willow Glen has found our one weak spot.
What's that, Coach?
Basketball. We only have four players who aren't injured, so I'll tell the ref we're throwing in the towel.
Wait, Coach, put me in.
What? Have you been sniffing liniment?
No, Coach, really, I'm good.
Urkel, you're not going in.
Coach, if you forfeit the game, they might fire you.
Urkel, you're going in.
They're sending Steven to the game.
They're sending in that Urkel kid.
What? We've got cheerleaders taller than him.